famous for the likes of Oxygen and Equinox in the 1970s, and a string of albums and dazzling high-tech laser-studded shows ever since, Jean-Michel Jarre is revisiting his 1978 Equinox album, 40 years on. The result is Equinox Infinity, with a choice of two sets of cover art: calm, happy utopia, or burning, apocalyptic dystopia. Either scenario could be the outcome at this crucial stage in the age of machines, suggests Monsieur Jarre. He dropped in earlier for a chat.
I'm always been convinced, and today more than ever, that we'll be able to survive in the future only if we can evolve in good faith, good intelligence, both with environment, nature, and new technology, and that those two factors in our life are much more interdependent than we think. And I've always been interested and curious about this. And actually, the two covers are also saying something else. One, the peaceful green and blue is about the fact that we may survive by in good intelligence and good faith with nature, and thanks to technology and modern technology. The other one could be that that unfortunately, if we fail, I mean, finding solution that could be brought by artificial intelligence and new technology.
So what are your own views then about where AI is going? Is it something that troubles you, or do you see this as an evolution of technology that allows us to augment ourselves, to make the best of ourselves as human beings?
You know, I think more than ever, we should be optimistic by subversion. Because everybody is sending us and news channels and I mean a kind of dystopian future, or even dystopian week next week. So I think that it's in the human nature. We have human beings a kind of recurrent habit to think that yesterday was better and tomorrow will be worse. And it's not true, because I mean, 200 years ago we were living on Earth probably 40 years was a very old age. So even if it's not at all perfect as we know, at least the previous futures have been better than our grandparents, grandparents predicted. And when we are thinking about artificial intelligence, you have always two sides of considering it. You know, it's like the fission of atom. I mean, the fusion and fission of atom, I mean, brought us the atomic bomb, but also huge progress in biology and medicine and all that. The same for artificial intelligence. I mean, you know, I'm quite convinced as an artist that in 15 years, maybe less from now, algorithm, artificial intelligence will be able to create original music, original movies, original stories. And that, of course, apart from creating new problems for copyrights, it's going to also be something that is going to ask us and to oblige us to consider ourselves as creators in a totally different situation. But on the other side, we know that we are using 10% of our brain, and maybe artificial intelligence may help us to use the other 90%.
How do you see, you know, as technology has evolved, the input of the human being? I mean, you've already said there that you think within 10 or 15 years, AIs will be generating music that will be we won't know it's been created by a computer rather than the human being. I mean, and I suppose the other part of that question is it necessarily a bad thing? If we engage with it emotionally, does it matter where it came from? As a musician, are you saying, over my cold, dead body, that's going to happen? How do you feel?
I think we need to be optimistic by subversion, because it's too easy to be dark. I mean, we could be together in a studio and doing a dark piece of music. It's very easy to do. In 2 hours, you can do it. I mean, being more dynamic and positive, not being cheesy, is far more difficult. And actually, I think that, artificial intelligence also means that we don't know where we go, as Salvador Dali was saying so well. The fact that for centuries we thought that a cloud is random, the shape is evolving in a random way, like the smoke of a cigarette. And one day mathematicians said, no, it's a very complex equation, but you can put this in an equation. So why not emotions or feelings? You know, I have one track in this album called Robots Don't Cry, and I should have called it Robots Don't Cry So Far, because maybe one day robots will be able to have nostalgia. Who knows?
Do you anticipate that you would end up working with an artificially intelligent assistant that might just help you with some of your arrangements and so on, and you'll work and collaborate together, and it'll just be like riffing with another musician, really?
For this project, I wanted originally to collaborate with an algorithm and artificial intelligence, maybe for the ending of one or two tracks. And it was a bit too soon. I think it will be ready for my next project in a few months. It's really tomorrow morning. But in 2018, what you could do, what I could do 6 months ago when I was doing the album, either collaborating with an algorithm able to imitate, as we know, copy laboriously a Beatles song or a Michael Jackson song, and that's not very interesting, or feeding an algorithm with a melody, and this algorithm will give back a kind of Pachelbel, Vivaldi, or Johann Sebastian Bach type of version, which is not necessarily groovy or interesting. But my next project is definitely to be involved. I'm involved with lots of people from Google and Microsoft and the Flow Machine from Sony. I mean, they're all working on very, very interesting concept. It was a bit early. I think when I come back next time talking to you with probably a true collaboration, maybe not with a robot, but with an algorithm.
That is Jean-Michel Jarre. And during that interview, Ghislaine Boddington, I was thinking I really want to ask him about his idea of work, or his ideas about working one day with an AI, with an avatar,
yes,
or something.
Yes.
And he took us there,
yeah,
anyway.
He really did.